ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोकिर्भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। यू आर वेलकम फॉर मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास एट श्री कृष्ण बलराम टेम्पल इस्कॉन वृंदावन। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम 10th कैंटो ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम 14th चैप्टर ब्रह्माज प्रेयर्स टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा। And today we are discussing text 15.
Tache jalastam tava sajjagdavappoho Kim me nadreshtum bhagavan stadaeva किं वा सुदृष्टं हृदि मे तदैव किं नो सपदेव पुनरव्यदर्शि। तच्चे जलस्तं तव स जगत् वपुः किं मे न दृष्टुं भगवंस्तदैव किं वा सुदृष्टं हृदि मे तदैव किं नो सपद्यैव पुनर्व्यदर्शि। तच्चे जलस्थं तव स जगद्वपुः किं मे न दृष्टुं भगवंस्तदैव किं वा सुदृष्टुं हृदि मे तदैव किं नो सपदि एव पुनर्व्यदर्शि।
दैट चेत इफ Jalistham, situated upon the wall, Tava, your, Sat, real, Jagat, sheltering of the entire universe, Vapoho, the transcendental body, Kim, why, Me, by me, Na, न दृष्टुम वॉज नॉट सीन भगवान ओ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड तदा एवा एट दैट टाइम किम वाई वा आर सुदृष्टुम परफेक्टली सीन हृदय विद इन द हार्ट मे बाय मी तदा Eva, just then, Kim, why, na, not, on the other hand, Sapadi, suddenly, Eva, indeed, Punaha, again, Vyadarashi, was seen. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My dear Lord, if your transcendental body, which shelters the entire universe, is actually lying upon the water, then why were you not seen by me when I searched for you? And why, though I couldn't envision you properly, within my heart, did you then suddenly reveal yourself? Purport. Lord Brahma here referred to his experience at the dawn of cosmic creation, as described in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Brahma took birth on the seat of a giant lotus whose stem emanated from the navel of Narayan. Brahma was bewildered as to his whereabouts, functions and identity, and therefore he tried to trace out the source of the lotus stem, searching for clear information. Unable to find the personality of the Godhead, he returned to his seat and engaged in severe austerities, having been ordered to do so by the transcendental voice of the Lord, who could be heard but not seen. After long meditation, Brahma saw the Lord, but then again lost sight of him. Thus Brahma concludes that the transcendental body of the personality of the Godhead is not material, but rather an eternal spiritual form endowed with inconceivable mystic potencies. In other words, Lord Brahma could not have challenged the personality of Godhead, the Lord of the mystic power. Om Agyan Timrandas Agyan Anjan Shalakai Chakshur Mitanjana Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. Lord Brahma has prayers offered to Lord in third canto. Then he has prayer offered in other cantos also. And now he is offering the prayer directly to Sri Krishna. And then we have this Brahma Sahita, which are also the prayer offered by Brahma to Lord Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada say the word in the purport is, Lord Brahma here refers to his experience. So he has experience early with his prayers. Now he is also offering prayers to person Krishna, who is standing in front of him right now. And then in the purport, the one other very important thing is, Brahma was bewildered as to his whereabout. It means, what is his source, his function, why he is created, and his identity. So he wanted to know these three things. When? This is in second canto of Bhagavatam, at the dawn of creation. He wanted to know about this. So there are different prayers of Brahma and Bhagavatam. And each prayer is experienced further and further, and realization is higher and higher. So that's what we have to learn from Bhagavatam, that gradually by our sadhana we will have realization, one better and higher than others. So we should continue going through this practice of regular sadhana, then the realization will manifest in due course of time. So Brahma is teaching us as a acharya of the sampradaya. It's not that all of a sudden will reveal in a moment. Then in Parpar Srila, I think disciples of Srila Prabhupada's writing, Lord can be heard but not seen. So this is the another most important line in the purport. How we can take it practically? We can take it practically that Lord can be heard every day by Bhagavad Gita. We can hear Lord every day by Bhagavad Gita, because Lord has spoken Bhagavad Gita. He's very easily available to us. It's not easily seen, but still Lord is so merciful that He has appeared in His Archa Vigra form, and we can every day see Lord also. So the two things, it's difficult to see the Lord, is made easy by the causeless mercy of the acharyas, who invite the transcendental form of the deity to appear and accept the service of a sincere devotee. And we can see. Now same thing, seeing the deity form seen by the new devotee is a deity representing Lord. Is a symbol representing Lord. Same deity when seen by Mahabhagavat, he is Lord himself. Non-different, is Lord. There's no question of symbol or something. So this is also a gradual realization of the deity. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, deity is seen by ordinary people as jada, as matter, as a marble, a statue. And then the new devotees, it is seen manomaya. Jadamaya, manomaya, chinmaya. Manomaya means, it's the imagination of a Lord. But when it is seen by a pure devotee, it is chinmaya. It means, it is Gaur Nitai himself present here. So there are three levels to realize the deity form. Jadamaya, manomaya, chinmaya. And Lord reciprocate according to that. So deity form is a descending symbol. It's not ascending symbol. Ascending symbol is like the flag of a country. We have made the flag of the country. We can change it. So it is an imagination. Something just to have our emotion for the country. So it's not emotion for the Lord through the deity, but this is deity is descending form. It's the original form in the spiritual world, which has descended here in this form. Here, same Lord. So, now going to the verse of the verse. Brahmaji, couple earlier verses, he is asking for forgiveness, and he is saying, when the child is in the womb of the mother, he kicks the belly of the mother from inside, but mother don't take offense. And then Brahma says, I am your child, I have done some offense. And what is that offense actually? That I wanted to taste you, and I separated you from your dear friends.
That is my offense. So please forgive me. And then Krishna, who was 5-year-old child, in a cowherd costume, with a stick of herding cow in the hand, and his flute tucked in the cloth at the waist, and in his left hand he has a morsel of the rice, and in between the fingers he had different pickles. He said, "Your father is Narayan. I am not your father. I am son of Nanda Baba." He said, "I am not your father. Narayan is your father. You are born from Narayan." Now then, Brahma is saying, "You are not Narayan. Actually, Narayan is your expansion." Brahmaji is saying, "Narayan is your expansion." Then Brahmaji is speaking, "Narayan." Nar, one meaning of the Nar means water. Ayanam means one who has a residence in the water. Nar Ayanam Yasasa Narayan. So all the three Vishnus who are concerned with creation, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Khirodakshaya Vishnu, and Karunadakshaya Vishnu, all the three are called Narayan. Because they all are lying down on a liquid water. So all three are Narayan. And you are the source of all those Narayan. So you are my father. So this is the Brahma giving argument that you are my father and you are my mother and you are my everything, and you please forgive me for my offense. So in this time when he's saying, now in this verse the important thing is that the form which I saw was the product from the water, or it was a transcendental form. Because the word sat is in the verse is most important. Sat means real. This word says here, sajagat vapuhu kimnema sadrishi sad. Sat, real. Was that form your real which I saw? Was your form real? Now what Brahma saw? And the whole purpose is describing the at the dawn of creation, which is the mercy of the Supreme Lord, giving a second chance to the conditioned soul to reform themselves and come back to Godhead. So creation is a mercy of the Lord. So for creation of this universe and maintenance, Lord has these three Purusha avatar. Karunadakshaya Vishnu, to create all the total material energy in the form of innumerable universes. Then same Karunadakshaya Vishnu expand himself as a Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and enter into each planet. And this Garbhodakshaya Vishnu has the whole creation of the universe within his belly. All the living entities, their karma, and then when he wants to create at the region of the navel, there comes a stem which goes up, and then there's a huge giant lotus is there, which we cannot imagine. This is as big as the universe. And on that Brahma appears. And then Brahma looks here and there. Then he wanted to know, to see his origin, so he went up down in the water, he could not find the end. Then he heard only two words, tapa, tapa. That's also mentioned in the purport. And then he again went back to his seat on the lotus, and then he was doing austerity. What austerity Brahmaji is doing there? It is written that he was chanting 18 syllable Gopal mantra. He was chanting 18 syllables Gopal mantra. So chanting Hare Krishna is also a sort of austerity what we are doing every day, 2 hours. And the result of that austerity is that Krishna reveals. So Brahma is asking question from Krishna that when I was born from your navel, on the stem of, on the top of that there was a lotus, I searched for you, why I could not see you? You were there, I was born from your navel, why I could not see you? The first question. Second question is that when I heard you, your words, tapa, and when I did meditation, then you suddenly appeared within my heart, and I can see you. So this is my question, from where you came? I have tried to see you and search you. So this is the question, why I could not see you when you were lying on the body of the water which you created by from your own transcendental body, the Garbhodaksha half-filled ocean? Why I could not see you? Every day at Radha Kund in the afternoon, Krishna has a boat pastime with Radharani and Gopis. And all of us going often time to the Radha Kund. Have you ever seen Krishna having a boat pastime? No. So he is there every day. But we cannot see you. So Lord is lying down on the Garbha Sagar. But Brahma could not see him. Why? Then Krishna's, this verse of Bhagavad Gita is quoted by Acharyas. Naam prakashati sarvasya yoga maya samavartaha. I am not seen by everybody because I am covered by the curtain of yoga maya. Therefore, what is the realization of Brahma in the purport in the last line? The realization of that, thus the Brahma concludes that the transcendental body of Supreme Personality of God is not material but transcendental, rather an eternal spiritual form endowed with inconceivable mystic potencies. So this is a yoga maya. Inconceivable mystic potency is satya sankalpa shakti. Pashyame yoga maishwaram. Krishna one says in Bhagavad Gita, Pashyame yoga maishwaram. It means my inconceivable sankalpa shakti. Sankalpa means whatever I desire, it happens. So Brahma concluded that. In other words, Lord Brahma should not have challenged the personality of Godhead, the Lord of all mystic power. So first question of Brahma is, why I could not see you when you were lying there and I was born from your navel? And second, that when I followed your order and I did the austerity, then you appeared in my heart. Hirde Dishtam Sadasi, all of a sudden I see you in my heart. So this is another question, from where you appeared? So why Brahma could not see first? You have some other example of this type, that some devotee has a realization of the Lord and then again he tried, wanted to see and he could not see? Narad Muni. Narad, he also got the mercy of the Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Vedanta, and then he was meditating and he saw within the heart Lord. And then Lord disappeared, and then he did the all same process, but he could not see. Then he heard again something. So what is the conclusion? Conclusion is that Lord is independent, and to whomever he choose, he can reveal. He reserves the right of showing in front of somebody or not showing in front of somebody. When to show himself to somebody, appear with somebody, when not to appear. So we cannot challenge. Prabhupada said, we cannot say, Lord, you appear before us. You cannot say in the middle of the night that sun you appear. It is not possible. Sun will appear on its own. So Krishna so desire he can manifest himself before his sincere devotee. But we cannot ask Krishna to, one should not challenge, that's the main thing. So many people come and say, show us, show me God. Have you seen God? So here, what is the qualification to see God? To hear about God. To hear about the God. And therefore Bhagavatam said, Shrota Akshitam. God is seen by ears, not by eyes. God is seen by ears, not by eyes. By hearing, we can see God. Then we should develop relation with God. And then God will accept us. Rukmani Devi, she did not see Krishna. She heard about Krishna from great sages like Narada. They were visiting the palace of Maharaj Bhishmak. And she decided that I want to have my Lord Krishna as my everything. Then what is the procedure? So you hear Bhagavad Gita, you hear Bhagavatam, you hear about Krishna, and then you make a decision that I want Krishna as my master. He is the only one I have to surrender. Then the process is, Rukmani has to send message through a Brahman to Krishna. So what we have to do then? Then we have to approach the bona fide spiritual master and request him that I want to surrender to Krishna. I want to serve and love Krishna. You please kindly guide me. And then Krishna, when devotee surrender, de kale shish kare atma samarpan, sei kale Krishna kare apasam. At that time Krishna says, this is mine. This devotee is mine. So then Krishna came all the way from Dwarka to Kondanipur and accepted Rukmani. So hearing about Krishna, as in the beginning we discussed that hearing about Krishna, hearing Krishna is available to everybody every day. And this is what actually Srila Prabhupada has instituted in all these Iskcon centers. Hear every day Bhagavatam. Hear every day Bhagavad Gita. Hear every day Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is our morning breakfast. Hearing Bhagavatam is a spiritual, our nourishment. Then in the evening we have the full dinner of Bhagavad Gita. And then before going to the bed we have the transcendental elixir milk of Krishna book. Then we have a spiritual sound body, spiritual sound consciousness to be Krishna conscious. So this hearing process is most important. So this Brahma's question, that why I could not see, and then now why, how I am seeing you. And then in that same incident in a second canto of Bhagavatam, then Lord appeared before Brahma and he shook hand with Brahma. Kar isparsha means shaking hand. So Lord is a person, he has a hand, he shook a hand with the Brahma. And then Brahma asked this question, what is my function, why I am created, what is my identity? These three things he asked from the Supreme Lord. And then Supreme Lord spoke him four verses of seed verses of Bhagavatam. Four seed verses of Bhagavatam was then spoken by Lord to Brahmaji. Brahma is now remembering this incident. This incident happened quite early, but now Brahma is remembering this incident. That this, I know this, therefore you are the person. You are the same person. And that my father, Garbhodakshai Vishnu, is your expansion. This is a very common question. When you go for preaching, people ask, all the incarnations are coming from Vishnu. So Krishna is also the incarnation of Vishnu. The common question you go and preach, people ask this question. Now here Brahma has seen Vishnu. Now we have not seen Vishnu. Brahma has seen Vishnu personally. He is born of the Vishnu, Garbhodakshai Vishnu. And this Garbhodakshai Vishnu is the one who incarnate for maintenance through Kshirodakshai Vishnu. So maintenance of the universe, when we say this universe is maintained by, say there are three presiding deities of the universe, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. Which Vishnu is this? Which Vishnu is this? Kshirodakshai Vishnu is this. The one who maintains the universe is Kshirodakshai Vishnu. And he appears actually from Garbhodakshai Vishnu, expand Kshirodakshai. So he appears as an incarnation for maintenance of the universe. So that is true. But then Krishna is not Vishnu appearing. That is the thing people don't know, because they never heard from authorities. They simply have a vague idea. So Brahma is saying, you Krishna, 5 year old Gopal, you are the source of that Vishnu from where I am born. So Brahma is saying this. Who is the authority? And then to such people, we have to immediately say, Bhagavad Gita, you believe? Yes. 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. What is the name of the chapter? Universal form. Who showed the universal form? Krishna. Then who showed the Vishnu form on request of Arjuna? Krishna. It's not vice versa. So Krishna is source of Vishnu, not vice versa. No? Is it a solid reason? Krishna showed universal form. Krishna showed Vishnu form. It's not that Vishnu showed the Krishna form. So Krishna is source of Vishnu, not vice versa. So this is the thing which Brahma is giving evidence, that though I am born of Garbhodakshai Vishnu, but that Garbhodakshai Vishnu is your expansion Krishna, the Gopal Nanda Nandan Krishna, that is your expansion. And I know I could not see you earlier because you have mystic potencies, yoga maya. and that manifests you and unmanifests you according to your sweet will. And this is the famous words Prabhupada used to quote, nobody can know God by discourses or studying Vedas or austerities or any other method. Those who God chose, those chosen person, God can reveal himself to them. So, na parvachane na labhya, na bahu shrute nava, yena vranoti, those who choose, they can only know God. So what we conclude today, then we can leave some time for question answer. What we conclude from this, Brahma could not see Lord Vishnu lying down on the Garbha Sagar, the ocean, Garbha ocean. Though he tried to, he searched for, why? Because God has a mystic inconceivable potencies. He may reveal, he may not reveal. So God has not revealed to Brahma at that time. Why Lord has not revealed to Brahma at that time? Because without qualification and eligibility or adhikar, nobody can see Krishna. So how can we have adhikar? By following the instruction of Lord. So Brahma followed the instruction of Lord in the form of tapa, and he did the austerities, and then Lord, by his sweet will, revealed within the heart of a Brahma. So this is the procedure for us, that we want to have a realization of the Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we have to follow his instruction. And then, when Krishna feels that we are sincere and serious, then he will reveal out of his causeless mercy by his sweet will. That is the experience of Brahma. So now, are your question or comments? Yes, Pancha Gola, Prabhuji, Prithu, Prabhuji ki jai. One is enough if we are going to die like Ajamil at that time. Because this is said, if somebody chants once and then he leaves the body, then he is eligible to go to the abode of Supreme Lord. But we have to live for 100 years, therefore we have to chant 100 years. I have one time. Chanting is good for one who wants to finish his pastime on this planet. Ajamil chanted 3 times. One time is enough for the person. It says, the rule is this. Rule is this, holy name is powerful. Once chanted, all the sins committed in innumerable lifetimes are burned to ashes. Provided that again he will not commit sin. If he commits sin again, then all the old sins will again rise up. The rule is this. So Ajamil, when chanted Narayan, after that he has not done any sinful activity, because Yamdutas were already there. So name is powerful. One name is powerful. But then again, next day we should not commit the offense or some other action which will have reaction. So one is sufficient. But we chant every day only with this intention that at last moment this name should appear at least on our tongue. So all practices for only chanting sincerely once at the last moment. all our practice culminate in sincerely chanting at the last moment. But we, if you are not able to chant at the last moment because of certain reason, because of unconsciousness or something, but if we have chanted throughout, then Krishna will never forget us. And he will remind us. Either himself or through other devotees, they will sit around us and chant holy name and remind us. Therefore, we chant regularly that Krishna remembers. That's in Isha Upanishad. Devotee saying, remember what I have done, remember what I have done, remember what I have done. That is what if he chants, then he can say. So that is actually, this is the principle. Hare Krishna. Prathu, Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhu, Prabhu. When this definition of Uttama Bhakti, Anya Abhilashita Sunyam, Gyan Karamadi Anavritam, then Anukulyena Krishna no Shilanam Bhaktir Uttama. This Krishna, Prabhupada writes, Krishna include everything. Then Krishna, Prabhupada says, Krishna means Krishna, his all different incarnation, pure devotees, spiritual master, they are all included in Krishna. So when we say Krishna is available, then the pure devotees and spiritual master is also available. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was asked this question, can previous acharya still bless the devotees? And he said, yes, yes. They are here always. So definitely spiritual master is included in Krishna. Because this is the definition of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any question? Yes, Prabhu. Two more hands. What is your name, Prabhu?
My name is Mahabhagavat Das. I speak from Toronto.
Mahabhagavat Das from?
Toronto.
Toronto. There's no, it's not enough cold for you here. Okay. Yes, Prabhu. Mahabhagavat Prabhu. Prabhupada's purports are available in Krishna book.
Yeah, that's what they say. I'm not interested.
That's good.
I will read Krishna.
Well, everybody has independence. Krishna has given them independence. Yeah, every individual soul has a small independent. And this independence, if we use to read Bhagavatam, also the purport given by acharyas, which are being translated by Prabhupada's disciple, is also your sweet will and independence. You can use your independence, and you can do it. There nobody can stop you. I know couple temples. I know couple temples are doing. Even Dubai, they started Nitya Bhagavat Sevaya a couple of years back. Now they are doing the, 46th chapter of this 10th canto. They are doing it. When we will finish this?
If it is not bona fide, then why are we
distributing? No. This is BBT is Krishna, Prabhupada's body. This is bona fide, BBT. Yeah. And we have to study.
I was in Miami, and in some books there were Gopi Panaratana, Tribhita Guru, Veena and Maharaj, and all the rest of the followers. They were following with Srila Prabhupada, just like Guru Parampara continued Srila Prabhupada's initiating disciples. So then the followers were also empowered to initiate disciples and carry on Lord Chaitanya's tradition. And you can see the Sanskrit scholar, the ability of Gopi Parananda Guru and others who were participating in the whole organization of completing the Bhagavatam. You can say that by Prabhupada's empowerment, and you can believe it or not believe, but as Shiva Krishna Guru said, it's bona fide, it's authorized, and if you have some sentiment against it, it's your choice, but I personally feel Prabhupada's empowered, then I think it's there. Seeing the work taking place. Not only Gopi Parananda, the genius Sri Dhananda is also very much empowered philosophically, intellectually, and I think they're very capable of
doing. Prabhupada's pastime is written by Satsarupa Maharaj. Prabhupada's Leela Amrit was written by Satsarupa Maharaj. Everybody's reading. Huh? Everybody's reading that. Huh? Right? So.
Prabhupada's very powerful, sincere followers.
Yeah, and then also they refer the 10th canto and 11th and 12th canto is also they have compiled. Thank you very much. Some other question? Yeah, Prabhu. One more hand was here up.
I just want to say that many of us, many gurus all over the world can read all the articles on Facebook which are not beautiful. God knows who, what they have written. But we have so much difficulty in accepting what our devotees have written and like that.
Hare Krishna.
As you were explaining about the Brahma, that when he came from the novel and he was looking for the Lord, and he heard the song, and he was meditating on that song. He did not utter words. He was completely meditating, and then he felt that he saw Krishna. So similarly, when we are chanting continuously, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare.
So,
you mean Brahmacharya Hare Krishna Maha Mantra?
No, Brahma chanted his mantra, he saw Krishna. If we chant Hare Krishna mantra, we'll also see Krishna.
Okay. Well, that Brahma has given to the Narada Hare Krishna mantra and Kali Santrana Upanishad. It is his realization after reading the Veda for many times. Yeah? Hare Krishna. Yeah. We are also chanting, those who are initiated, Brahman initiated, they are chanting Gopal mantra also, which Brahmacharya chanted, 18th level mantra.
I have asked a very difficult question on that, there are Brahmaji, like we see Brahmaji is created by the Lord, and then he does tapas.
realizes and self-realizes. You also hear that Brahmaji himself has created Avidya, Asmita, Raksha, all these things, by which Hari brothers is, by which our body is covered. So that the question you asked me in my class, in one of the classes, was that is Brahma also, when he is created by the Supreme Lord, also covered by Avidya? Or is a self-realized form of the beginning of, obviously he was not, because he was, but then as he was created, I was thinking, that he was thinking, who am I and what is the point of, so it was not like a bewildered soul.
Every time after the night of the Brahma, he forget everything. And then when the day comes and for creation, he again pray for creating energy. This is a living entity, is a symptom that he forgets. So this is the Brahma is a living entity, though he is liberated, but in the night when he sleep, he forget everything. When the day comes and for creation start, he again has to pray and get information from Supreme Lord, and then he creates. See, Brahma lives for 100 years, so this is not the same Brahma which lived 100 years and realized everything. The Brahmas also change. It's not after 100 years the... Brahmaji is a living entity. Even if he is liberated, the Krishna so desire, then he can be bewildered. Like he is bewildered now even by Krishna. So though he is not even bewildered by the material energy, but he is bewildered by the Leela Shakti of Krishna for the pastime. Generally for these it is said, Brahma says himself that I am keeping Krishna's lotus feet in my heart, therefore my words never, I never speak wrong words, so he cannot be bewildered by Maya. But Krishna's Leela Shakti can put in a situation where for the Krishna's pastime this can happen. Last question, Prabhu. Yes.
Myself,
Ram Nityanandas, Prabhuji.
My question is, we all do satna and chanting and bhakti. We do every day.
Srila Prabhupada has given us the sadhan bhakti through spiritual masters, and we practice sadhan bhakti, then the bhav and prema bhakti is already within our heart that we have to awaken. And any devotee who awaken his bhav bhakti or sadhan bhakti, then he is definitely liberated when even he is living. So we have to practice sadhan bhakti to awaken bhav bhakti. Then our success and perfection is definite.
But in case of Bharat Maharaj
was on bhav bhakti. At bhav bhakti still there is a little trace of aparadh. But when somebody reaches to the prem bhakti, then it is completely crystal clear. So bhav bhakti is not ordinary stage. Even if there is some trace, then he will definitely be favored by God and he can go back to God and maybe take one more birth like Jad birth. But after that stage, he is definitely in a liberated position. So we have to awaken bhav bhakti by practice of our sadhan bhakti. That should be our determined goal. If it bhav bhakti is not actually awakened by sadhan bhakti, then we have to again practice. Srila Prabhupada ki.